The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Welcome, everyone. I'll share a little bit more about the structure of the Buddhist Studies class at the end of our sit. But if you're brand new to the Buddhist Studies programs, we usually chant the traditional Buddhist refuges at the beginning. And we do it a little bit differently than a normal chant. We slow it down a bit because it's really nice as a group to sing together in that way. So it has a couple purposes. One, this class specifically looks at the Buddhist teaching, so we practice seeing ourselves as students of this person that lived a long time ago, and as best we can understand these teachings that have been passed down generation by generation. So it seems appropriate to do this traditional chant of taking refuge in the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. And it just so happens, as many of you know, that this 8-week class is about this practice of taking refuge. So we'll take our time really understanding refuge as something that's happening here in the mind, in the heart, in the moment, not something out there. So just that's enough said about doing the traditional chant. It's not about something out there. It's about something we're uncovering here in our mind and heart. So don't worry if you're brand new to this. We do it, as I mentioned, slowly, and you'll pick it up pretty quickly. So let's do that to begin. Then we'll have a guided meditation for about 25 minutes. And if you'd like to use this gesture, Anjali, you can, but you don't need to, whatever feels right for you. Let's begin. Buddhang saranang gacchami dhammang saranang gacchami sanghang saranang gacchami duttiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami duttiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami duttiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami tatthyampi buddhang saranang gacchami tatthyampi dhammang saranang gacchami tatthyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Settle into a comfortable posture for the meditation now. Feeling the uprightness of the body as best you can. And also a sense of release, relaxation in the body. So we allow there to be this somewhat paradoxical attitude or quality in the mind at the beginning of a sit. On the one hand, it's very appropriate for the mind, for the heart to aspire to its deepest aspiration, to what is actually important. Why not aspire to what is ultimately meaningful for this life, for this heart, this mind? And on the other hand, we begin to sit with some humility that we might not actually know what's most relevant or most appropriate to aspire to in this life. But some qualities, some what you might call a aspiration or goal might come to mind that may not be the ultimate goal, but it immediately there's some trust. So perhaps most of us now at this time in our lives would appropriately value calm and tranquility, a trustworthy quality to aspire to, some degree of ease or peace in the mind, peace in the body, or some quality of basic goodness, basic kindness and compassion. So we have this time, this meditation time. And the training we undertake during the meditation is, of course, in support of opening or realizing something that the mind sees as being worth realizing or worth opening to. So what is that going to be tonight? Just a simple aspiration to settle, to put down, put aside the mind's habits of agitation and reactivity, to be peaceful and calm. Or perhaps just to be friendly and kind. And then once you take up your meditation practice, whatever that might be, returning the attention to the breath as an example, this aspiration then informs, it supports and informs the practice in the service of peace, calm, or in the service of kindness, a basic goodness or friendliness of the heart. And in spiritual practice, of course, the means and the ends are aligned. So if the goal, if the aspiration is to be compassionate or peaceful, then the means, the technique, the training itself will have that same flavor. So, for example, if you're practicing as a technique, breathing in sensitive to the whole body just as it is, feeling the breath going out, training the mind to be sensitive to the whole body just as it is. then right there with that particular training can be the intention for the heart, for the mind and body to calm, to be peaceful, and to directly comprehend how the training is related to the aspiration to be calm and peaceful with conditions as they are. So in this way, it can be skillful at times, at least, to just drop a word into the mind that represents the aspiration. So, for example, to repeat the word peace, or repeat the word calm, ease, kindness. So experiment with that way of remembering the aspiration as you go about your usual way of training the mind in meditation. So, of course, it isn't about forcing anything. We're not trying to make something happen. We're undertaking the basic training of meditation, this continuity of present moment awareness. But we're also practicing keeping the aspiration in mind in a gentle way. And let it be very simple tonight. Nothing abstract, just the very simple and appropriate aspiration, appreciation of peace, valuing peace and calm, tranquility. Or if it's more suitable for you, you could value compassion, kindness, gentleness, forgiveness. And then just find a relaxed way to be reminding the mind that this is in fact the mind's aspiration. Just by dropping the word in from time to time as you go about your basic training, continuity of present moment awareness, whether you use a very particular meditation anchor or doing more of an open awareness practice. We're keeping it really simple. Taking up your usual practice, but if you don't know what to do, then just notice the breath coming in and take that time to be sensitive to the whole body just as it is. As you feel the breath going out, train the mind to be open, sensitive to the whole body just as it is. And then in addition to this continuity of present moment awareness, remember your deeper aspiration, for example, to be relaxed, to be peaceful. And see in a relaxed way if you can remember this aspiration in the context of cultivating a continuity of present moment awareness. Whether you're with your chosen meditation object, or you're noticing the mind is thinking, involved in some reactive pattern. Remember the value of peace, or the value of kindness. So instead of aspiring for an experience that's different or somewhere else, practice letting the aspiration be something that can arise right here and now. So, for example, with kindness as an aspiration, is there anything actually in the way of the mind, the heart relating with kindness right now? Or if the aspiration is peace, is there actually anything in the way of relating to the way it is right now in a peaceful way? Being at peace with the way it is, being calm with the way that it is now. Of course, we may not be able to manifest fully the deeper aspiration of our mind, of our heart. But there's a sense of its immediacy, or that it's available. And that's energizing as a refuge, the possibility of realizing what we aspire toward or aspire for.